It's 8:04. This is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamp. The Grizzly Creek fire in Glenwood Canyon has forced hundreds of people out of their homes in Garfield and Eagle counties, and even more are on pre-evacuation notice. CPR's Dina Sieg spoke to a couple waiting to hear if they should flee their home.
Ranchers Tim and Karen Truelove have been seeing the giant plume of smoke for days, billowing a few miles from their home near Glenwood Springs. Tim says they've also been watching a live feed of the fire from a camera on a peak outside of town.
There's little spot fires everywhere. So an ember travels a half mile, boom, you got another fire.
Truelove used to be a fire chief in nearby Carbondale, and he says the fire conditions are, quote, as bad as it gets. In Glenwood Springs, I'm Stina Sieg, CPR News.
The fire in Glenwood has closed Interstate 70. Thousands of people have been trying to get around the closure on small Forest Service roads, which were not designed for heavy traffic. Amber Barrett is with the Eagle County Sheriff's Office.
4x4 high clearance vehicles are having a difficult time now because the roads have just been trashed.
Barrett says those forest roads are now closed. CDOT recommends traveling south through Gunnison, a long detour, as an alternative to I-70. State health officials have revised their quarantine guidance for schools. Under new guidelines, fewer children would be sent home and they would return to school more quickly. Chalkbeat's Erica Meltzer says the revisions in some cases are significant.
In the initial guidelines, they wanted everyone who had been in a cohort with someone who tested positive to go home for 14 days. And they wanted that even if they had a negative COVID test, because of course, sometimes these tests are not entirely reliable. Now they allow a negative test to bring someone back to the classroom.
Chalkbeat's Erica Meltzer. Colorado weather continues sunny, hot, and dry along the Front Range in western Colorado and in the mountains all the way through the weekend. This is CPR News.